My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. Of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
So, you know, Cakes, I try to make my Venmo well known.
Yes, right? I do know that.
You do, what is my Venmo?
I'm just curious. Eric-Bickle-3.
You got it. And for $5 or whatever you want, you can comment and I'll read your tweet or comment. And Valdez, don't take this personally, but this was regarding you. I got this last night, okay? But I mean,
on Venmo?
Yeah, I got to read it for my $5. 40 people with kids call in to help Drabby with a great vacation option, and he listens to a hillbilly from the Dina with no kids. He botched it.
So I missed the backstory on Drab because I was out yesterday. Is his vacation like unraveling?
He just was having a difficult time finding a place to eat.
Yeah,
he's an idiot that decided to eat at 7:30 at the beach.
Okay,
when every restaurant is jam packed.
Sure.
I'm sure he could have still gone to Thrasher's at 7:30.
Yeah, but I mean, are kids just going to eat fries with vinegar on them?
I mean, you could go to like a stand that, you know what I mean? I like that Belly Buster's place. I like that.
I know. And who told you about that?
Yeah, you did.
I know.
King
exactly.
Of Ocean City.
So tell them to F off.
King of OC.
Yeah.
has there been a follow-up?
Yeah, have you heard any more from him?
No.
I can't believe he's spending 2 days at Dutch Wonderland or whatever.
I believe that
literally just kill me.
Him, his twins, and Debbie.
Oh. But you used to go to Amish country every year, right?
It was never my choice.
Your big family summer trip.
No, my dad just liked Lancaster. I don't even... Yeah, I don't even know what the appeal of it is. Bunch of Amish people.
But you went a bunch.
Listen, he was a kid. He didn't have any control over it.
I had zero control. I know,
but don't you remember anything about it?
Yeah, it was just a bunch of like country kitchens and some terrible like cheap motel we stayed in. I mean, it was nothing glamorous about it. It was fairly horrifying.
Looking at the 10 best things to do in Lancaster, PA.
You know, I don't think I ever went to Dutch Wonderland, but I think I drove by it a million times.
The first three things that come up: premium Amish country tour, including Amish farm and house, unique Amish immersion in Lancaster, authentic tour and meal with the Amish.
You pronounce it differently and probably correct. I call it Lancaster.
I could be wrong. I think I've heard Lancaster. Lancaster is correct. Lancaster, hurt.
I don't know. I don't know how you pronounce it. Lancaster, I don't know. I don't know how.
All I know is I don't never want to go there.
There's nothing
that's
to
what
do
I
there.
Know about it.
But we grew up in a different era. Like, we didn't have all the internet, you know, phones and everything. So literally the highlight would be going to like a $30 motel and swimming in the world's worst pool.
Right. That sounds pretty special, brand of terrible.
That's my summer, yeah. Like year after year after year.
Right. And your trips to Ohio.
We would just sleep in, or we would just
go to
swim.
A Cubs game.
Well, Cubs game was
right.
A huge
I'm just saying your summer trips.
But swimming in some horrific motel pool was like the highlight of our trips.
That was the best part.
I mean, and then we would go to like some country restaurant and I eat country food or something. I don't know. I mean,
country restaurant, country food.
I mean, my dad liked, you know, get like a pot pie or something. My dad liked it because it was peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, just
got away from the big city vibes in Bowie, Maryland.
Exactly.
Oh, too funny. By the way, our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, has to do with the cotton candy burrito.
Okay, yes.
I put that up on our Instagram page. Follow us there, Sports Junkies Radio. 90% say not interested. They're grossed out by it.
Well, do you really need a big layer of cotton candy stuffed with Skittles and marshmallows and Fruit Loops? It just seems weird. Like,
but
no,
everything in there you like.
Yeah, but I don't need them all like falling out of the middle of it when I break it open. Like, I don't need to have a piñata when I go to a football game to be entertained.
It's in our stories at Sports Junkies Radio. You can vote. All right. We wanted to talk a little Jaden Daniels and Commanders and wondering whether your expectations are being raised based on what we are hearing. I read this article 2 days ago from Pro Football Network. I forget the author, but he has them as a playoff team. Listen to what Dan Quinn says about Jaden Daniels. And then we've got Zach Ertz.
Is Jade maybe a little bit further ahead than you had anticipated at this point?
I had high expectations for him coming in, but I would say he's definitely surpassed even my expectations of the readiness, the command. I knew he was going to be cool, you know, knowing the system, like he's just got that way about him. But yet you do see the other players gravitate toward him. They recognize how hard he's worked at it. And I'd also be mistaken, like, to say, like, Marcus has had a really good camp, too. And so, like, this was not, you know, something that's easy to do. Like, you know, that's what real competition's about. And I couldn't think of a better, you know, teammate than Marcus for Jaden. The quarterback room, like I said, has just been remarkable.
Hmm. All right, so he's trying to stir up fake competition there with
right.
Jaden and Marcus Mariota. That's
just a nod to a veteran. That's just a nod to a veteran.
We did a whole thing on that yesterday.
The fact that he said that he had high expectations for Jaden and he's gone past those.
Surpassed it.
That, usually coaches aren't that effusive. Well,
wait till you hear Ertz's comments. Listen to Zach Ertz.
I mean, I think Jaden is going to be, you know, a lot of times you talk about rookies, it's like, this guy's going to be really good. And that's not, Jaden is good now. And so with him and me, it's really just talking a lot. You know, we got some reps in the off season in the OTAs. We're getting more now. But it's really, we're also, whatever rep we have, whether I get the ball, don't get the ball, I want him to understand how I see things. But at the end of the day, it's really what he sees. And I'm trying to learn his perspective, because I can have all these ideas in one mind, but if the timing's wrong or if he sees it differently, it really doesn't matter.
He's already good. That's the takeaway.
I'm feeling better and better about my bet that he's going to have four total touchdowns in the first two games, rushing and throwing. I just feel – I couldn't feel more bullish about that at this point.
I don't know. Throw the rookie narrative out the window. That's what it sounds like.
It's kind of what it's sounding like.
About how you're going to have peaks and valleys, ups and downs, struggles.
Zach Ertz saying he's already good. Does this raise the bar for you as fans? You can chime in at 800-636-1067. We went through the schedule several weeks ago and gave you our predictions. We'll do it again. But after hearing that, I might have to give him one more win. I got to find at least one more win in there because I have them sub 500.
I still haven't gone officially on record with my picks, but I might be swayed. I can be swayed.
I told you. What did I pick? I picked 9, but I wanted to give them 11.
Yes.
I did 9, but just tried to stay medium.
You gave them a winning record, which hasn't happened here since...
You gave them 9-8. 2016? There's asterisks at the bottom. It says if EB has balls, he'd pick them against the Bears and Falcons to get them to 11-6.
I disrespect the Bears and Falcons.
Maybe you meet in the middle and go to 10-7.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll go through it one more time.
You disrespect Caleb Williams and Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. They're fine. It's just the organization that I disrespect. Sorry. They disrespect us. Everyone disrespects us. I get it.
You have to push back at some point.
Yeah, I know. We got big trophies, too, though. We got like 3 of them in there.
A lot of dust on them.
There's a lot of dust. I want to give you one other anecdote. Just, you know, again, I mentioned.
Do you think, though, that people, the fan base, is starting to buy in? See, I know like the trolls like Juan would be like, there's so much hype, it doesn't mean anything. And while I agree with that to some extent, when it is day after day and everybody's saying the guy looks good, it's hard to not buy in to an extent.
Yeah. And again,
Andy was the number 2 pick.
Right.
And he had an unbelievable last year and won the Heisman Trophy and played in the SEC. So you
5 years.
You expect him to actually play well. Now, you kind of expected that from Bryce Young as a rookie, and it didn't happen, but he had probably a worse circumstance.
And at some point, they have to be able to hit on a quarterback.
I mean,
it has to happen at some point. Washington is going to hit on a quarterback.
Each throw of the die is independent, Cakes. You know that.
I understand that.
But look, he's not going to be flawless. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to throw interceptions. He's going to take awkward hits. He's going to fumble. I mean, these are things that quarterbacks do. All of them do it.
He's also going to throw deep bombs to Terry McLaurin, and he's going to rip off 50-yard touchdown runs.
I hope so. I think so.
He's going to
do 50-yard touchdown runs. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if I'll have a 50-yarder, but he's going to have some long touchdown runs.
Maybe not multiple. Maybe right. Gonna get over my skis. He's going to have.
He'll have some touchdown runs.
He's going to have some long touchdown runs. He's going to break some long ones.
So let me give you another reason to be optimistic. I mentioned earlier that I listened to Pioli's interview with Grant yesterday. And Pioli worked with him. He was, you know Pioli from his like Patriots days, from his Chiefs days. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think he's won front office executive of the year or whatever a few times.
I think he's a regular on NFL Network as well.
And he talked about consulting with Brian Kelly, especially when he was at LSU. So he knows Jaden. He would bump into Jaden when he would be there. And you know, remember how I mentioned that Jaden was doing that reality stuff, that virtual reality stuff at like 5:30 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of like a little skeptical about it. And he said, what are you really getting out of this? And he goes, this is how the attention to detail, this is why, you know, another reason to be excited about the kid. He's in college. Most guys in college, all they want to do is just, you know, maybe play, try to get laid. This guy's locked in. He said, let's say they were playing at Alabama or whatever.
Yeah.
He said, I've never been there before, but now with the virtual reality, I know where the locker room is.
Mm-hmm.
I know where the play clock is. I know where the down and distance is. I know the whole stadium now. And so I don't have to waste time learning all that stuff.
Right.
You know, it's not just virtual reality reading blitzes and it's actual. Where is stuff located? How can I make the game easier for
surroundings?
Me? Like my surroundings. So I'm not going into a foreign environment.
Yeah,
I've already been there.
It shows you he has attention to detail.
That's a detail that it's very, I think, unusual for a young kid. All right, let's go. Let me see here.
I mean, you have to be encouraged. It's hard to go the other way based on what you're hearing in preseason. Like, you can go the other way with certain teams that have had injuries already, that have holdout situations. it's pretty much been all in the positive direction for the Commanders so far.
It's kind of surpassed hope. Correct. Usually, if you have you draft a rookie quarterback, it's I hope he turns out to be good.
Right.
It's almost like an expectation where Jane's going to be good.
Now you're kind of expecting CJ Stroud esque type of season.
And that's a big ask.
It's a huge ask. I understand, but like with all the positive buzz and hype,
I want to say for the record,
trying to expect.
I'm going to say for the record, I'm not expecting a CJ Stroud like top five caliber season. I'm not. I'm expecting some great games and some games, and I don't know what the percentage of that's going to be, but I expect to see greatness, but I also expect to see struggles. I think that that's realistic. Let's go to Cam in DC. Cam, what's up?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's exactly where I'm at. Like, I think CJ Stroud is the worst thing to ever happen to our team. Like, I think there's so many fans who think CJ Stroud is the new norm, the new benchmark, but I think people forget, like, that's a blip in the road, and we may never see that happen again. And if it happens to Jaden, great, but I think we should temper our expectations based off of 2 weeks of training camp. So I'm still leaning towards 7, 8, 9 wins and the positivity.
Which is a huge jump, by the way.
7, 8, 9 is good. I'll take
it. For sure.
I would prefer 8 or 9, but yeah. Yeah. All right, thank you, Cam. Appreciate it. I do think, I don't even think CJ could duplicate what he did last year. You know what I mean?
CJ was the outlier, not the norm.
Oh, totally.
Certainly.
I know, totally. But I don't know if it's just kind of like a gold rush for first take to try and figure out who is going to be the next Houston team or the next team to turn it around.
But there always is a team that does turn it around.
And well, there's 6 or 7 that didn't make that. Every year that don't make the playoffs to make it the next year. Look, Justin Herbert, his rookie season came in and he had 31 touchdowns with just 10 mm-hmm. picks. It's not like CJ Stroud, it's recency effect, and we're mentioning CJ Stroud as he make the playoffs, but it is not unprecedented. Guys come in, I think, more than ever ready, and they can come in, you know, red hot like Justin Herbert did in 2020. Like CJ Stroud did last year. I can go through it every year.
I know those are like two examples. Yeah, Burrow before he got hurt.
But the Stroud year is a team that won, what, 3-4 games? And then all of a sudden is winning the division?
Right.
I think that's, you know, quarterbacks could come in and play well, but to have a turnaround where all of a sudden they go from 4 wins to 11 wins or 12 wins, whatever they had.
Well, nobody's predicting that yet.
I know, but when you say CJ Stroud type turnaround, that's kind of what you think, right?
Yes, you're thinking about the quarterback and the team.
You're thinking about winning the division.
I guess I'm not thinking about that. I just want the guy to play great.
Playoff contention is where. I don't think they're going to win the division. I don't think they're leapfrogging Philly in the division. But if they have 9 or 10 wins and are in the hunt for a playoff berth, I'd say that's pretty close to what Stroud brought to them as a rookie.
Yeah, I'm not expecting them to do. Well, how many wins did Texans have last year?
10 or 11, I think.
Yeah.
Double check.
But I always bring this up that now it wasn't.
And they weren't. They weren't
because
of
Anthony Richardson. But the Colts were right there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
And that was a big turnaround.
The Texans weren't a 17-win team before Stroud came to them.
No, they were
a cellar dweller.
They were awful. That's why they had the ability to pick Stroud at number 2.
All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up,
man?
Reggie?
I'm buying the hype. I remember, man, I was giddy for Carson Wentz, man. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to take it back to Philly. Mm-hmm. And I remember that EB was like, or I think it was all of y'all, man, we're hearing some things in training camp. It's not accurate. And mm-hmm. then guess what happened? When he got in the games, it was trash. Everything you hear now, what I think is EB just pointed, I think he is going to be good. I think he's going to have himself a CJ Stroud statistical season. I just don't know about the, like, I'm a little worried about the defense. How is the defense going to play with all the new pieces?
Well, that, I mean, if you're looking for stats, that actually plays to Jaden's advantage. If the defense is bad and they get it in shootouts, that he's going to put up bigger numbers. I mean, you're not rooting for a bad defense, but if you're looking for a big stat year from Jaden Daniels, you want him in like 31-28.
Well, no,
games.
But here's the question. Would you rather Jaden just be sort of very average, but that the team as a whole just plays really well and let's say they win 10 games, mm-hmm. or would you rather Jaden be like a breakout and they win 7 or 8.
I'd rather take the latter because I can fix the holes around him the next during the offseason and free agency in the draft. I'd rather he shows something and they win 7.
I'd rather
or eight.
Have the former. You want the 10 wins.
I don't want the sugar high of a 10 win season that's fleeting and he's not showing you what you're expecting or hoping for.
Well, he's just playing okay.
Yeah, because he'll get better. Then he's that would be kind of the normal trajectory of most
not
rookies.
Great, not horrible. Now, you know, you're not going to get, you know, Daniel Jones-ish, maybe. Like, well, did Daniel Jones have one good year? He had one really good
year.
Two
seasons ago, he was really good.
Don't love the Daniel Jones comp.
Right, but they win 10 games.
I saw Brian Daboll when they were like, we're going to stick with Daniel Jones. We're not trading up on the latest heart. Well, one of the latest hard knocks.
And he didn't look thrilled.
His face was like this. You okay with that, Daboll? He's like, eh.
Yeah. He goes, yeah.
Yeah, he's not thrilled. Yeah. As you can tell.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. More and more rave reviews coming out of Commanders training camp. You just heard what Dan Quinn says about his quarterback, his rookie, and Jaden Daniels saying he surpassed expectations. You heard what Zach Ertz said. He said he's not going to be good. He's already good. 800-636-1067. We'll talk more about that next here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, we're talking about expectations, whether the bar is being raised by everything you're hearing. Now, this is before the first preseason game. On Monday, we might be like, maybe they were talking too much because we know the offensive line is going to be an issue. We know there are a lot of questions on defense because They were dead last year defensively.
I don't think we're going to see enough from Jaden to give anybody any real scope of what he's going to look like in the real opener against Tampa in a month.
I think you're correct. Let's go to the phones. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Jay. Jay, what's up, buddy? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. What's up, pal?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I don't want to spoil everybody's party. Look, I get it. I'm excited for Jaden. You know, we haven't had a quarterback like that here in a few years since Robert Griffin. And, you know, the hype with Robert Griffin was a lot more explosive than right now because, you know, of what we didn't know. But, you know, we saw what happened to Griffin. So I think that's why people are not jumping out there too far just yet for Jaden. But my concern with everything is the offensive line. I've been seeing a lot of reports about a lot of the linemen, they missing practice. The defensive line is winning a lot of battles. So until we get that offensive line really sold up, you know, just keep the expectations low for Jaden. But I think he's going to have a good year. And EB, just to touch back on your Vegas trip.
Yes, sir.
My wife took me to Vegas for my birthday.
Okay.
All we did was spend money, sleep, and walk. Right. So you were telling the truth on that, man. So y'all have a good day.
All right.
So do y'all have any updates on Lurch? How's he doing on his vacation?
Have not heard a peep.
Yeah, we haven't heard a peep. We'll update you next week for sure when he's back.
Okay. He's in Napa now with the rest of the family.
All right,
so
thank you, buddy.
He was going to be doing Pebble Beach. Would he leave Thursday for the weekend?
Correct.
And then I believe his family was joining him on Sunday or possibly Monday in Napa.
Getting back to Jaden.
So he's probably drinking a lot of wine.
I don't think Jaden's going to throw for 4108 like CJ Stroud did. I think that's a super high bar. But I know he's going to top his rushing number, which was 39 carries for 167 yards.
Yeah, he'll probably top that in four games.
So
easy.
If Jaden rushes for, I'm just going to throw a number out there, 550 yards.
I'll take the over.
I think that might be low. Like, he doesn't have to throw for 4,000 yards. Correct. If he's rushing for 600. Like, he might throw for 35 or 3,600, and then he throws another 600-plus rushing yards on top. Then you have your CJ Stroud-like year.
My bar.
It's going to look a little different the way he got there, if he gets there, but he could do it with the rushing. The rushing could elevate him to that status.
My bar for Jaden Daniels as a rookie, and the name is going to scare you off, but in terms of numbers, now he missed a few games, but I think he's going to put up at least Justin Fields-like numbers. Where Justin Fields, now he only threw for 2,500 yards.
Year? His rookie year?
Last season.
Okay.
Justin Fields last season only played in 13 games, so he missed four. But he threw for 2,500 yards, and then if you toss in the rushing total, you know, it's a lot more. And I think what Cake says is absolutely right. So he rushed for 657 yards last year.
Right, so all of a sudden you're at 3,100 total yards.
Right, and that was in 13 games.
Right.
So if he had played a full season, you know, he would have probably been about, let's say, 3,200 yards passing and 800 yards rushing.
And you're at 4,000 plus.
I think that's what Jaden's going to be in. Like, if he's able to stay healthy, play 17 games, I'd probably bet on 800 yards rushing.
Wow.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
Wow. What about, wasn't it Eckler that warned him? That was a story that went viral. It was kind of giving advice to him. Hey, this isn't college.
Right.
Don't take those hits.
Sure.
This is a different level. And Jaden's admitted to himself that he's a competitive guy. He's not going to necessarily be desperate to slide every time.
Yeah, but he's going to outrun a lot of people.
I agree.
He's just going to flat out run by him.
All right, let's go to Mike in Fairfax. 800-636-1067. Are we getting a little carried away with our expectations for Jaden? Because everything you're hearing is literally positive. Like, I honestly haven't heard one negative thing. Like, has he ever thrown an incompletion? Has he thrown an interception in camp yet?
I've seen a tweet that he's thrown an interception
the,
here.
The buzz is raging. Okay. The buzz is high.
All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Josh Dobbs ran for 421 yards last year.
Right.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? Great show as always, guys.
Thanks, sir.
Love listening to you guys every day. So, look, I'm with the other two guys that called. I want to see what happens when Jaden gets hit for the first time. I want to see
what he does, his decision making when he's left with the alternative of running and all those receivers are covered. That's really what separates the quarterbacks from not. We went through this with Howell last year. Remember, everyone was excited. Oh, this is going to be great. And he ended up being a disaster. I know Jaden's probably a lot better than Hal, obviously, but we're just going to have to wait and see. I want to see how he does in the regular season for sure.
Well, everybody
how,
does.
How excited are you right now versus how excited you were for Robert pre?
That's an awesome question. No, I'm 10 times more excited. And the main reason is because Snyder's gone. Obviously, I love Quinn. I'm just excited because we have a new attitude. And the fact that the story that I think it was Friday when your buddy called in about his son losing the ball and they actually came out, I'm just thrilled about that. So these guys respect the fans. I think it's going to play off on the players. I think the players are excited. I'm very excited. I just want to see what happens during the regular season, you know?
Yeah. I guess I'm technically not as excited as I was. Robert, I declared bus proof, if you remember. Before he played, I said he's bus proof. He's got all the physical tools, great person, military background. What's not to love? And that just blew up in my face.
I think the excitement was greater for RG3 because they hadn't had a high pick like that in so long. And they had that high pick. They used it on a quarterback. He had won the Heisman Trophy. I think there's not quite as much excitement now because of the scar tissue. They drafted a couple of first-round quarterbacks, whether it was RG3, Dwayne Haskins, and it just hasn't worked out.
Because I don't think there's any question his toolbox is bigger than Robert's.
I think
he's
it's very
much
similar.
More accomplished passer coming
much
into
more
the
accomplished
league
passer.
Than Robert was.
I think it's very similar.
I can't figure out if...
I don't know why you say he's a more accomplished passer when you look at the statistics of RG3 in college are very similar. When he won the Heisman,
it's just a super simplified route tree. Yeah. Now, I know that people have said, you know,
I think
kind
that's
of
hindsight.
Similar things to what Jaden has had at LSU.
Robert was only reading half the field. They didn't trust his processing.
I understand that. That's like looking back on it, but RG3's college statistics passing are very similar to Jaden Daniels'
stats. You're getting caught up in the stats. Yeah. There's a reason why Cliff Kingsbury hasn't had to develop a brand new offense for Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Like because he's primarily a passer now that has great legs that he can fall back on.
Right.
Robert was the complete opposite. He was a runner that could throw the ball some, but it clearly needed to be harnessed
Robert
and or developed.
Robert was a sprinter that they turned into a quarterback.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury he's not formulating an entirely new hybrid offense.
Robert
for
was a legitimate
Daniels.
Track star that they turned into a quarterback.
What I can't figure out is, and I don't know how to differentiate between these things, is if the hype is real and all of this skill set is on display
in
camp.
It's real.
Or it's just pundits trying to find the next Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you listen to Zach Ertz, it's not.
I know, and I understand that teammates are going to stand up for their own teammates, and that's a very bold statement that Zach Ertz said, but just the around the league talk about Jaden and about the team.
It's irking you.
No, it's not irking me.
Don't like him getting all these flowers.
Well, I find it weird. I find it weird JP called him a star yesterday without him taking a snap.
I'm just saying he's the centerpiece of the
he's
team.
He's the guy. Yeah, I know.
If Dan Quinn is going to remain the head coach 5 years from now, it's because Jaden Daniels was successful.
It's unprecedented.
If Jaden Daniels is not successful, then Dan Quinn and Adam Peters is probably not going to work out for those guys.
I think the Robert hype was just as high, or it was higher, actually.
I think so, too.
I don't know.
No, it was. Yeah. The Robert hype was insane.
I don't know. I feel like this is greater.
The hype is not as great.
I feel like this is greater. And I can't figure out if it's real or if it's, like I said,
I think it's real.
Trying to find the next Texans.
I think it's real. Because I think even the media guys around here have all been burned. Even the media guys don't even want to go out on a limb.
Yeah, it's too much scar tissue.
Way too much. All right, let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. I understand, you know, we don't want to hold Daniels to the expectations of a C.J. Stroud because that was a record year. Mm-hmm. But I do want to hold them to something. How about that three-game stretch that Howell did last year when Howell had 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, averaged 300 yards, was just swinging it? I mean, I think Davis has to at least perform at that level this year as a rookie.
I think he's capable of it. I think you're going to see some of that.
It's just it's hard to look at those numbers from the Bienemy year and really ferret anything out of them. Like, it was such a weird outlier, so pass-heavy type of approach. I don't think you're going to see anything close to that.
He sucked.
For Jaden Daniels.
I hate Bienemy. Freaking hate that dude. What a disastrous hire that was.
Where is it? USC now?
No, UCLA.
UCLA.
Let's go to Anthony. DC, Anthony.
With that wordsmith to Sean Foster. That should be fun.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Hey, buddy.
What's
are you?
What's up, Anthony?
I'm good. Long-time listener. Like,
thanks, man.
Time caller, I guess. But, so my expectation for Jaden is, I mean, he's a rookie. I mean,
right.
Maybe 17 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Oh!
Cliff Kingsbury is going to put him in position to succeed as a rookie.
Right.
So they're going to pound the rock, bootlegs, play action, short passes, then occasional deep shot until he gets acclimated. And people keep bringing up RG3. RG3 wasn't a passer. He was just an athlete playing quarterback.
Yeah, I told you,
Jaden
he was a sprinter.
Is willing to listen.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. RG3 never tried to listen. He just thought he was better than what he was.
Yeah.
Jaden is actually listening.
Jaden's been groomed. Jaden's had like his own quarterback coach since he was like 10 or 11.
There you go. He's a better quarterback. He's a fast runner, but he's an actual better quarterback than RG3 ever was.
Yes,
so
I agree.
He'll be all right. 17 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, something like that.
17 is modest in today's NFL.
Number, my friend.
That's just a little too modest for me for 2024.
If he had 17 and 8,
he better have 12 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. Bring him up slowly. And I think Cliff is not a head coach, but he's a great OC. We'll see.
Yeah, we're focusing on CJ Stroud.
Thank you.
It's a very small sample size. But last year, in 4 games, this is what Anthony Richardson did for the Colts.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to hear this.
4 games.
Yeah.
And he was hurt twice, I think, in those 4 games, the second time
and
out
by the
for the
way,
season.
He's built like a brick S house.
He's like 6'5", 240. He's a monster.
Yeah.
All right. He completed. Amazing. Again, small sample size, especially with the passes. He only threw the ball 84 times. 60% completion percentage, 3 touchdown passes, 1 interception, quarterback rating 87. Not great.
The rushing.
But he had 4 rushing touchdowns and 136 yards in those 4 games.
Right.
So that gave him 7 total touchdowns?
7 total touchdowns in 4 games played.
Look, if Jaden Daniels' passing touchdowns don't start with this number at the end of the season,
2.
It's dud. It's done rookie season, in my opinion.
I tend to agree, but I think he will.
If he has 19 touchdowns,
I don't know.
That's not good enough.
He's a pure passer.
He's the number 2 overall pick in the draft. His touchdown total, now as long as he plays 15-plus games, it better start with a 2.
I think it will.
Better start with a 2. It'd be nice if it ended with like a 5.
But look, there's 6. No guarantee. Bryce Young had a dud rookie season.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count him out, but... Most people said Bryce Young was a can't miss.
Trevor Lawrence had a dud.
Everything
season.
About Bryce Young was, now besides his size, mm-hmm. his size was a question mark. Mm-hmm. Being 5'10", 5'11", whatever the heck he was measured at. Everything was, he's an unbelievable passer. His character's great.
Yeah.
And then he, what did he finish with? Like 10 touchdowns, 10
picks? Can't see over his offensive linemen. And the pressure on him was causing him to just throw the ball all over the field. Wayward passes left and right. Now, they've done a lot to help him.
I'm rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him, too. They've done a lot to help him. They bring in Dave Canales, who actually knows what he's doing, calling offense.
Right.
They beefed up the offensive line. They drafted a running back high, and they brought in Deontay Johnson. So there should be some pieces there for him to work with in year 2.
We will talk more football a little bit later in the show. Also, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, he'll join us at 9 o'clock here on The Fan. So this next story definitely applies to... One Eric Carlton Bickle, mm-hmm. not really to me because I'm just not a big consumer. In a new report, 60% of people believe they can find a deal on anything, and they say the average post-purchase buzz lasts almost 4 hours.
Really?
216 minutes.
I know that I have done that before. I've gone... Like, I've just said, you know what? It's a gray day. Not feeling great. I'm going to go buy myself a pair of sneakers.
Right.
I'm going to brighten up my day. I'm going to feel silly about myself. I'm going to go and I'm going to get myself a silly golf shirt. I already have 30 of them, but I just want to get a new silly.
Right, for 25 bucks.
And I'm going to feel good in it. And by the way, I'm going to get a bargain when I do it.
That thought makes me feel miserable. Like, the thought of shopping for anything pretty much brings me
misery.
You
don't like to look silly?
Of course, but I don't like to shop.
Yeah. You could do it in 20 minutes. It doesn't take me a long time.
I don't like even like that. I don't like that. Yeah,
by the way, despite all this talk about shopping, I know that none of us paid for any of the items we're wearing. I know that's free. That's definitely free. And it's a Lock My Whip Snakes t-shirt. Freebie jeebie.
What hat am I wearing?
You think I didn't buy a Capital Classic hat?
You're wearing a Liv shirt. You're wearing a Liv hat.
Oh, yeah. I paid for this. Yeah. The only thing I paid for is my hat.
No, they gave us a gift card.
Yeah, I don't think that's
true. At the merch tent.
Lock, you did not pay for that.
Okay.
I was with you when we purchased it.
Don't try to front when you paid for it.
Okay, yeah. But I do like it.
Okay.
They gave us $50 gift cards.
They gave us a $40 hat, but yeah.
the merch tag.
Hold on. This is an Under Armour t-shirt.
Yeah.
Definitely given to me.
Sure.
Maryland sweat, definitely
Locked
given to
was
me.
Was given to you,
NBA
yeah.
Sweatpants, definitely mm-hmm. given to me.
Shoes from Farley.
Hokas from Farley.
Yeah.
I paid for these Saucony socks.
How would we even know if we got a bargain, if we're not buying anything?
And I paid for my underwear.
Yeah, but he still goes out and goes, and you.
Yeah, I do.
You guys
to
go
extent.
To TJ Maxx, sure. You go to these places,
and you
guys
shop. I like to find a bargain. Like, nothing gives me a greater feeling than buying a $60 shirt for 20 bucks.
It's euphoric.
It's nice. And I get that feeling when I go in there. I do get anxious, and I have to poop. I get in there and all of a sudden I get a rumbly.
Get your system going.
Do you know how many poops I've made in TJ Maxx and Marshalls over the last 5 years?
Gross.
I've probably made 100.
I've made one.
There's no way I've been,
I've never been moved to
there's
poop.
No way I've been to TJ Maxx. Listen, I would say even 20
he's
times
the
in my life.
In the clubhouse.
I go once a week to see what the new shipments are.
The new shipments.
Do you even wait till it gets out on the racks, or do you go like from the rolling carts that have
I'll look at those
because back by like where I the TJ Maxx in my hood like uh-huh. to go to the bathroom where yeah. I go to go number one I don't go there to poop. There's always racks of stuff that hasn't made its way out to the floor yet.
No. I'm not going in the back alley. But okay. When they have the racks, they'll have those
sure.
like, on the floor
right.
before they get distributed to
yeah.
the area.
You're like, ooh, this is
but
fresh.
I could,
just run off the truck.
I could go into a Marshall's and I can knock it out in 7 or 8 minutes.
Oh.
Because I know what I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm looking at the golf pants. I'm looking for some golf shorts, shirt, maybe a hat. That's it. And I can boom, 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 boom. I'm out. In and out. But then when I see, oh, they got a new shipment. They got a bunch of new Peter Millars. You know, gets iced. And I feel good. Makes me feel good. It can brighten your day. It can lift you out of depression.
It couldn't be more different.
Doldrums.
It can. Yes. Yes. I'm off work at 10.
I get it. I mean, look.
You need something to fill the day.
I got to do something.
I dress horribly.
What am I going to do?
I'm not some sort of fashion plate.
Right.
And it's because I literally don't shop. I couldn't mm-hmm. tell you the last time I went shopping. And if I shop, if I need to get some stuff, I usually go to the outlets.
Right.
And I just knock that out quick, and I go to Annie Ann's as well.
Wow. Who's going
to
pass them?
See, the thing is, the outlets, to me, that's miserable. The outlets, Marshall's is all the outlets in one store.
Eric, you know what you need? You would go crazy. you got to get on the eBay hustle.
Because I bought stuff from eBay.
I know, but like I just bought a pair of silly golf shorts, all right, for $12.99
okay.
with the tag still on it.
Okay. Still on it.
So you got, but they're not used. Yeah.
Some of the stuff may be used.
All right.
Other stuff.
I can't do the used.
I got silly clothes. I got Lululemon golf shorts. All right. The hottest thing known to man out there. Got them for $15. Tag still on it. Now, someone probably went into a Lululemon
and took the tag.
Yeah.
And
no,
stole them.
No. Had them in their arms and was right. carrying them out of the Lululemon.
Yeah.
But that's a silly deal.
You're not going to ask any questions.
Yeah, it's like Marshall's on crack. That's how much of a high it is.
Yeah.
It's a silly clothing high. I recommend you do it.
I just can't do used, though. I can't do
it's
used
It's not used.
Clothing.
It's got the tag on it. Some of it's used. The majority may be stolen. I can't confirm it.
I don't mind stolen.
That's more.
Listen, I can't confirm it.
I got no problem with stolen merch.
I don't either. I did at first, and
what
then
about
I realized.
Fake?
Yeah, you have to draw a line at fake.
I don't think they're fake.
I get so many reels of these sneakerheads and guys that go in. It is amazing to me that guys will pay $55,000 for a pair of shoes. Now,
well,
I know they're
absurd.
Trying to flip them. They're rarely wearing them. You know,
like, you wouldn't feel good about yourself if you went into TJ Maxx and you knew you were buying Peter Miller instead of Peter Millar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just buy a fake.
No, but all these guys go in there and they take out of their suitcase or whatever all these shoes. And a guy goes, "Hey, bro, I hate to tell you, man, these are fake."
Right.
You know, the guy just paid 10 grand for them.
Right.
So, yeah, fake merch. I'm out on fake merch. Mm-hmm. Okay with stolen merch.
Because the stolen merch is at least legit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not advocating for it.
We aren't.
We don't advocate steal.
No,
but if you're giving me a deal and it's stolen, I'm not gonna go, "Oh, it's stolen. I can't do it."
No,
I'm above it.
But if Lululemon is gonna increase their price on stuff at their store because they have a stop loss, and then stuff is getting stolen from their store. Well, I'm not gonna support a price hike from Lululemon. I'm gonna go buy the stolen shirts.
I see what you're saying. Another place where I think I have to draw the line is it Temu? Like, that's like the worst.
Oh, hurting stuff.
Like the worst merchandise.
Yeah, but you know what you can get
on the planet.
Yeah, like, I haven't yet, but
I haven't. I've never bought anything from there.
You can get knockoff golf training aids from there. From Temu. So instead of getting the $100 hanger, you can get the $20.
Okay, I'm not in the market for that, so I'm just going to stay away.
That kind of stuff, that is what it's good for.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's good for stuff like that. Or like, you know, some nubby beach tent or something.
Have you guys ever been to Burlington? I just stumbled
on top of way above Burlington.
That's the lowest of the low.
That's lower than Ross. Yeah.
No, dude, I was literally at Burlington.
You might as well told everyone in the DMV you're homeless.
No, I went there for the first time like 2 weeks ago. It was right next to a TJ Maxx and a Ross.
Yeah.
It was way nicer. The inside was way more lit
Ross
up.
Ross is the bottom. Is the bottom barrel.
I think Burlington.
Oh, no. Burlington looks like Saks Fifth Avenue compared to some of the Ross Dress for Lesses.
I don't know. The inside looked nicer. You know what you guys sleep on? H&M. I've been telling the guys behind the glass, H&M has...
I feel like it's a chick shop.
It's also for like 15-year-olds.
No, they got great shirts. Trust me. Great
deals. What do you mean, great
shirt? Get a shirt and you go to Claire's after that?
Yeah. What's a great shirt
from
H&M? A
good quality shirt.
What do you mean?
Like a solid color. Like an all-white shirt. All-white shirt, all-black shirt, navy.
Like a t-shirt?
Yeah. But it's silly quality.
All my t-shirts have logos. All my t-shirts are like Adidas.
Yeah. All my t-shirts have an Iron Maiden logo.
Or a Whip Snake.
Yeah.
Or Capital Classic.
I don't have any plain tees.
Plain tees.
Mars going
here?
To Burlington and buying logo-less t-shirts.
I'm telling you, you sleep on just the plain tees. It's in.
I do. You're probably right. I'm not saying I'm in. But I do.
By the way, Mike Morrow also wearing a freebie. That was from Tennistopia. Because I have one.
The hat's free, too, Cakes. got free hat,
of course
free
it
sweatshirts.
Is.
What did you get from Tennistopia?
It's just a Nike sweatshirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Nice. Nobody gave us cornbread today.
Forgot. You mentioned it once. You expected a big tray of cornbread to show up all of a sudden.
I was really
barbecue shops aren't open.
Barbecue? It's just a Boston market. We just need to find a Boston market.
That place is defunct.
Yeah. They used to be one right across from the mall in Germantown. Lake Forest
used to be one. I think there are a few.
Probably
a
couple. The mall is done. The entire mall is shuttered. Yeah.
Well, you know, people think now that malls are just fronts for money laundering.
I'll
nobody
tell you
goes
though,
there. Except for the Apple store.
I actually was at the Tyson's Mall. That place was packed on Sunday.
Really?
But
you're telling me some
I went
of those,
to Build-A-Bear.
Like, some of those like knockoff furniture or like luggage places. Nobody's going in there.
Or kiosks.
Or like some
in
sort
the
of like, I'm not right. saying this in a disparaging way, but just like, some Indian furniture place. Like, nobody's going in there. Nobody's buying that stuff.
They just need to sell one couch a day. Maybe that's all they need. They sell them for $5,000.
I guess.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So this next story definitely applies to one Eric Carlton Bickle. Mm-hmm. Not really to me because I'm just not a big consumer.
Hmm.
In a new report, 60% of people believe they can find a deal on anything, and they say the average post-purchase buzz lasts almost 4 hours.
Really?
216 minutes.
Hmm. I know that I have done that before. I've gone, like, I've just said, you know what? It's a gray day. I'm not feeling great. I'm going to go buy myself a pair of sneakers.
Right.
I'm going to brighten up my day. I'm going to feel silly about myself. I'm going to go and I'm going to get myself a silly golf shirt. I already have 30 of them, but I just want to get a new silly.
Right, for 25 bucks.
And I'm going to feel good in it. And by the way, I'm going to get a bargain when I do it.
That thought makes me feel miserable. Like, the thought of shopping for anything pretty much brings me misery.
You don't like to look silly?
Of course, but I don't like to shop.
Yeah. You could do it in 20 minutes. It doesn't take me a long time.
I don't like even like that.
Hours.
I don't like that. Yeah,
by the way, despite all this talk about shopping, I know that none of us paid for any of the items we're wearing. I know that's free. That's definitely free. And it's a Lock My Whip Snakes t-shirt. Freebie jeebie.
Literally,
you think I didn't buy
this? What hat am I wearing?
You think I didn't buy a Capital Classic hat?
You're wearing a Liv,
I mean, sure.
You're wearing a Liv hat.
Oh, yeah. I paid for this. Yeah. The only thing I paid for is my hat.
No, they gave us a gift card.
At the merch tent.
Lock, you did not pay for that.
Okay.
I was with you when we purchased it.
Don't try to front what you paid for it.
Okay, yeah. but I do like it.
Okay.
They gave us $50 gift cards.
I think it was a $40 hat, but yeah.
the merch tag.
Hold on. This is an Under Armour t-shirt.
Yeah.
Definitely given to me.
Sure.
Maryland sweat, definitely
Locked
given to
was
me.
Given to you,
NBA
yeah.
Sweatpants, definitely given to me.
Shoes from Farley.
Hoka's from Farley.
Yeah.
I paid for these Saucony socks.
How would we even know if we got a bargain, if we're not buying anything?
And I paid for my underwear.
Yeah, but he still goes out and goes, and you.
Yeah, I
you
do
guys
to
go
extent.
To TJ Maxx, sure. You go to these places,
and you
guys
shop. I like to find a bargain. Like, I nothing gives me a greater feeling than buying a $60 shirt for $20.
It's euphoric.
I get it's nice. And I get that feeling when I go in there. I do get anxious, and I have to poop. I get in there and all of a sudden I get a rumbly.
Get
and
your
I,
system a going.
Do you know how many poops I've made in TJ Maxx and Marshalls over the last 5 years?
Gross.
I've probably made 100.
I've made one.
There's no way I've been,
I've never been moved to
there's
poop.
No way I've been to TJ Maxx. Listen, I would say even 20
he's
times
the
in my life.
In the clubhouse.
I go once a week to see what the new shipments are.
The new shipments.
Do you even wait till it gets out on the racks, or do you go like from the rolling carts that have
I'll look at those. I'll look at those.
Because back by like where I the TJ Maxx in my hood, like to go to the bathroom where I go to go number one. I don't go there to poop. There's always racks of stuff that hasn't made its way out to the floor yet.
No. I'm not going in the back alley. But when they have the racks, they'll have those like, on the floor
right
before they get distributed to the area.
You're like, ooh, this is but fresh. It's right off the truck.
I could go into a Marshall's and I can knock it out in 7 or 8 minutes. Because I know what I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm looking at the golf pants. I'm looking for some golf shorts, shirt, maybe a hat. That's it. And I can boom, 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 boom. I'm out. In and out. But then when I see, oh, they got a new shipment. They got a bunch of new Peter Millars. You know, it's iced. And I feel good. Makes me feel good. It can brighten your day. It can lift you out of depression.
It couldn't be more different.
Doldrums. It can. Yes. Yes. I'm off work at 10.
I get it. I mean, look.
You need something to fill the day.
I got
to
do something.
I dress horribly.
What am I going to do?
I'm not some sort of fashion plate.
Right.
And it's because I literally don't shop. I couldn't tell you the last time I went shopping. And if I shop, if I need to get some stuff, I usually go to the outlets.
Right.
And I just knock that out quick, and I go to Annie Ann's as well.
Wow. Who's going to pass them?
See, the thing is, the outlets, to me, that's miserable. The outlets, Marshall's is all the outlets in one store.
Eric, you know what you need? You would go crazy. you got to get on the eBay hustle.
I bought stuff from eBay.
I know, but like I just bought a pair of silly golf shorts, all right, for $12.99
okay.
with the tag still on it.
Okay. Still on it.
So you got, but they're not used. Yeah.
Some of the stuff may be used.
All right.
Other stuff.
I can't do the used.
I got silly.
I can't do used clothes.
I got Lululemon golf shorts. All right. The hottest thing known to man out there. Got them for $15. Tag still on it. Now, someone probably went into a Lululemon.
And took the tag.
Yeah.
And stole them.
No. Had them in their arms and was carrying them out of the Lululemon.
Yeah.
But that's a silly deal.
You're not going to ask any questions.
Yeah, it's like Marshall's on crack. That's how much of a high it is.
Yeah.
It's a silly clothing high. I recommend you do it.
I just can't do used, though. I can't do
it's
used
It's not used.
Clothing.
It's got the tag on it. Some of it's used. The majority may be stolen. I can't confirm it.
I don't mind stolen.
That's more.
Listen, I can't confirm it.
I got no problem with stolen merch.
I don't either. I did at first,
what
and then
about
I realized...
Fake,
yeah, you have to draw a line at fake.
I don't think they're fake.
I get so many reels of these sneakerheads and guys that go in. It is amazing to me that guys will pay $55,000 for a pair of shoes. Now,
well,
I know they're
absurd.
Trying to flip them. They're rarely wearing them, you know.
Like, you wouldn't feel good about yourself if you went into TJ Maxx and you knew you were buying Peter Miller instead of Peter Millar.
Yeah.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just buy a fake.
No, but all these guys go in there and they take out of their suitcase or whatever all these shoes, and a guy goes, "Hey, bro, I hate to tell you, man, these are fake."
Right.
You know, the guy just paid 10 grand for them.
Right.
So, yeah, fake merch. I'm out on fake merch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay with stolen merch.
Because the stolen merch is at least legit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
it's
advocating
legit.
For
right.
it.
We aren't.
Yeah,
we don't advocate
steal.
No.
But if you're giving me a deal and it's stolen, I'm not going to go, it's stolen. I can't
do
it.
No,
I'm
but
above
if,
it.
But if the Lululemon is going to increase their price on stuff at their store
right.
because they have a stop loss and then stuff is getting stolen from their store, well, I'm not gonna support a price hike from Lululemon. I'm going to go buy the stolen shirts.
I see what you're saying. Another place where I think I have to draw the line is it Temu? Like, that's like the worst
merch. Hurting stuff.
Like the worst merchandise
yeah, but you know what you can
on
get?
The planet.
Yeah, like, I haven't yet, but
I haven't. I've never bought anything.
You can get knockoff golf training aids from there. From Timu. So instead of getting the $100 hanger,
yeah,
you can get the $20.
Okay, I'm not in the market for that, so I'm just going to stay away.
That kind of stuff, that is what it's good for.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's good for stuff like that. Or like, you know, some nubby beach tent or something.
Have you guys ever been to Burlington?
I just stumbled on that. I'm way above Burlington.
That's the lowest of the low.
That's lower than Ross. Yeah.
No, dude, I was literally at Burlington.
You might as well told everyone in the DMV you're homeless.
No, I went there for the first time like 2 weeks ago. It was right next to a TJ Maxx and a Ross.
Yeah.
It was way nicer. The inside was way more lit
Ross
up.
Ross is the bottom. Is the bottom barrel.
I think Burlington.
Oh, no. Burlington looks like Saks Fifth Avenue compared to some of the Ross Dress for Lesses.
I don't know. The inside looked nicer. You know what you guys sleep on? H&M. I've been telling the guys behind the glass, H&M has...
I feel like it's a chick shop.
It's also for like 15-year-olds.
No, they got great shirts. Trust me. Great
deals. What do you mean,
great
get a shirt and you go to Claire's after that?
Yeah. What's a great shirt from H&M?
A good quality shirt.
What do you mean?
Like a solid color. Like an all-white shirt? All-white shirt, all-black shirt, navy.
Like a t-shirt?
Yeah. But it's silly quality.
All my t-shirts have logos. All my t-shirts are like Adidas.
Yeah. All my t-shirts have an Iron Maiden logo.
Or a whip snake. Yeah. Or Capital Classic.
I don't have any plain tees.
Yeah, plain tees.
Mar's going
here?
To Burlington and buying logo-less t-shirts.
I'm telling you, you sleep on just the plain tees. It's in.
I do. You're probably right. I'm not saying I'm in. But I do.
By the way, Mike Morrow also wearing a freebie. That was from Tennistopia. Because I know, because I have one.
The hat's free too, Cakes. got free hat,
of course
free
sweatshirt.
What did you get from Tennistopia?
It's just a Nike sweatshirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Nice. Nobody gave us cornbread today.
Forgot.
You mentioned it once. You expected a big tray of cornbread to show up all of a sudden.
I was really
barbecue shops aren't open.
Barbecue? It's a Boston market. We just need to find a Boston market.
That place is defunct.
Yeah. They used to be one right across from the mall in Germantown. Lake Forest
used to be one anymore. I think there are a few.
Probably a couple.
The mall is done. The entire mall is shuttered. Yeah.
Well, you know, people think now that malls are just fronts for money laundering.
I'll tell you, though.
Except for the Apple store.
I actually was at the Tyson's Mall. That place was packed on Sunday.
Really?
But
you're telling me some
I went
of those,
to Build-A-Bear.
Like, some of those like knockoff furniture or like luggage places. Nobody's going in there.
Or kiosks.
Or like some sort of like, I'm not saying this in a disparaging way, but just like, some Indian furniture place. Like, nobody's going in there. Nobody's buying that stuff.
They just need to sell one couch a day. Maybe that's all they need. They sell them for $5,000.
I guess.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.